Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IPVanish. IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN. And they're offering a 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And make sure to check out Draft Day 2.0 starting August 9th at noon Pacific. Ryan Real Money Kramer will be drafting 24 hours straight of best ball drafts. The Fantasy Football Marathon will raise money for Daryl, a loyal listener who was injured in a motorcycle accident. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draftday for more details. Yes, sir. We are back for another episode of the WNBA Gambling Podcast. You know the voice, you know me. It's your guy, Really Real Villain Real Terrell Furman Jr. And my co-host, sitting there riding passenger, we got my guy Scott Studio Reichel. Scott, what's going on?
Doing pretty well. Unfortunately, it was not a good day for WNBA for Saturday for me. So I guess it's a good thing we didn't have a show. Yeah, the Wings killed me today. I'll be straightforward with it. I had a minus 11, closed at 13.5. They gave up 50 in the first half. Really? Yeah. You gave up 50?
Yeah.
Dallas came back and won the game because, of course, they did. But I don't know what they were doing for the first 20 minutes. They were just giving up free layups, free shots, turned the ball over a bunch. It was a disaster. And then the Liberty had a chance to give themselves a – I'd say they're still in a decent shot to make the playoffs. It's not definitely clear-cut. But they were against Phoenix with no Tarazi and no Diggins-Smith. And they got absolutely destroyed. What the hell was that about?
So this is just today was a lesson that you always fade the public. Like, sometimes you just, even though these spots look secure, because I think that if we went into this, you said no Tarazi, no Skylar Diggins, I think we would have said that Dallas and the Liberty were easy money. They're 100% going to win and cover. It doesn't matter. 99% of the money was on Dallas, and I don't know where the money was at on the Liberty, but I can't think of anybody that was betting Mercury. Luckily, I bet the under in that game, and that was the play that I was on today, and it cashed. So I was pretty happy about that. But there was nothing there. When that news came out, I was like, well, this is great for my under, but the Liberty are going to smoke the hell out of the Mercury, and I almost got down on a Liberty bet right after that, but something just said, nah, just leave it alone. Stick with your under. You're good, and glad I did, but yeah, that's just 99% of money. It should have been an easy just fuck it, take the – but it's the fever. It's the fever, but 99% of money, I should have just instantly said, yeah, no, Dallas isn't coming away with that.
Yeah, for my logic, I'm fine with going contrarian. I'd say if you have a lot of people who only want to bet one side, but the difference is when I bet the play overnight and I beat a 2.5 point line move or so, I'm not going to have any regrets.
I mean, it's got to move.
I was going to say, I took Dallas on principle because I knew 11 had no chance of standing, especially with Agumba Wale, who was supposed to be back. She played, got injured again, so I'm not sure what her story is moving forward. But Dallas...
That's going to be interesting for Monday.
I was going to say, they woke up in the second half. They played well. They won in overtime. But the first half was abysmal. They trailed by 20 in the second quarter.
The letdown spot of all letdown spots. They just beat the Sky and the Aces, and the Fever come out. Oh, that first half play was money. I should tweet that out or something.
Either way, point is Dallas ended up winning the game. They came back to do me no favors, but if you potentially live bet it, then you did well.
But the Fever are still going according to plan. It's still according to plan. Lose every game until the last game of the season, and we hammer Indiana the last game of the season. It's foolproof. It's foolproof. It's going to happen. They're going to lose again, and then we're going to hammer them last game of the season, and they're going to be like, we ended the season on a high note, you know, something to look forward to going into next year, even though they had one of the worst seasons probably ever recorded.
By the way, I just want to throw out a question here. It's kind of a trivia question involving the other game. So, Ionescu had 20 points today. Do you want to guess who had the second most points on the team and how many points he had?
Hanshu.
And no, Hanshu was off by one.
Ah, damn. Benaja Laney played, but I doubt she did anything.
It was Laney.
But it was Laney? Laney.
But do you want to guess how many points she had? Because she didn't do much, but she did enough to be second on the team.
Probably at 10.
She had 7.
She got dope. 7? Oh, okay.
So, Ionescu had 20.
Appreciate everybody.
And nobody else had more than...
And Natasha Howard rolled her ankle, too. That's going to be tough. She rolled her ankle and couldn't put any pressure on it.
Not good for the Liberty. I can't say I'm fully shocked. I am because of who was out for Phoenix, but they are 5-10 on the road. It's one of those games where the Liberty managed to give themselves a great spot to potentially make the playoffs, and now they just made their life significantly harder moving forward.
Because now you got Dallas twice, and then, Indiana, I think? Something like that?
They play Atlanta twice on the road. Should be an interesting next couple games. 420-1.
Wow.
Damn shame.
Lordy. All right. Before we get into this four-game slate, got to talk to you about WinBet. And now's the perfect time for new customers who bet $100 to get a $100 free bet. And if you're betting baseball, you have to check out WinBet and their reduced juice in baseball games, making them the best place to bet MLB. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24/7, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. So much to choose from. All you have to do is go over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. So they know that we, like us personally, we sent you. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. All subject change terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 20 or older and present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And draft day 2.0 is here. Next week, Ryan Real Money Kramer will be drafting best ball for 24 hours straight on Underdog. Look, it starts August 9th at noon. I almost said specific. Have you ever gotten specific and Pacific mixed up? Like just talking to I almost said specific. Pacific, not specific. Pacific, noon Pacific, August 9th. And the crew will be raising money for Daryl, who's a loyal listener and tragically got injured in a motorcycle accident. So hopefully we can raise a bunch of ton of money and you know, help Daryl and his family out. You can draft with Ryan, you and all the special guests. I am a special guest. I have a couple time slots that I'm going to be. Matter of fact, let me tell the people when I'm going to be up there. Let me pull that up. I'll be up there at 7 p.m. Pacific and 4 a.m. Pacific, 7 a.m. on the East Coast. I chose the late time because I just got to see Kramer when he's dog shit tired and he's going to be hating life at this point. It's actually very funny. I did it last year coming at the same time and I'm going to do it again because like he's dog shit tired by this point, but he's still going. Still going, and then plus I can get some easy money in the league off of him because he may not be on his game. He may let a couple people slide to me. So of course I'm gonna take advantage of that. You should too. So come out there, draft with us, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draftday. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draftday for more details. All right, Scott, let's get into this four-game slate. First up on the docket, 1 p.m. on the East Coast. Connecticut Sun traveled to play the Chicago Sky. -3 was what it opened at. Still at -3. Already ticked up half a point to 167. Going to look at an injury report here, and we have the Chicago Sky, who looks a little clean there, and for the Connecticut Sun, I don't see anything other than the same long-term injury. So a pretty clean injury report here for these two teams. I just don't know what maybe you're on their side, but I have nothing that's going to convince me to take the Connecticut Sun here because the Sky have absolutely owned them all season.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I ended up losing with the Sun in a money line parlay the last time they played because Candace was out, and yet Chicago ended up winning the game in overtime anyway. They're 3-0 mm-hmm. against Connecticut. If you look at Connecticut at home this season, if you look at Connecticut on the road this season, they've been good, 10-5. But Chicago is 13-3 at home. And after Chicago let a winnable game get away against Dallas, they had a nice response beating the Mystics by 10. So they got back on track. They tied the franchise record in wins in a season. I expect them to try to surpass it. And I think they're motivated, of course, to get the number one overall seed. Connecticut's good. They're not Chicago good. I'm going to take this guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think Connecticut is good, but Chicago just has so many options. And that backcourt ultimately has been the issue and what it was for the Connecticut Sun, that the backcourt just presents too much of a mismatch for them. And while they're trying to cover the backcourt, somebody always gets open. And Kalia Copper just seems like she's just in midseason form, proving to everybody that how dare you at the Four Letter Network have her outside the top 20 of WNBA players, because she's absolutely one of the best WNBA players in the league. And that's crazy because you have Candace Parker next to her, who is also one of the better players in the league. And then you talk about Emma Mieseman, and you talk about Courtney Vandersloot and Ollie Quickly, who is absolutely the best three-point shooter in the league. It's too much firepower. It's way too much firepower, and that's why I'm also on the Sky, and I'm on the over here because I think that is too much for the Sun to handle. And while the Sun are not going to go lying down, and I don't expect them to go lying down, but I do think that they're going to put up enough points to keep up their end of the bargain, but they're not going to be able to stop this Sky team with all the options that they have and the sense of urgency that they have in trying to lock up this number one seed. I'm going with the Chicago Sky and the over in this one. What do you like for the total?
I'm going to go with the over as well. The last two meetings have had at least 174 points. And yes, the last meeting did go to overtime, but that did land 168 in regulation. So the game mm-hmm. went over, mm-hmm. Was it 168 or 178? Sorry. 168 in regulation. So it went over anyway. I think this game could probably get into the 170s. I'm going to take the over. I do like Chicago team total over, though, because I don't see Connecticut getting many stops.
Yeah, and last five games, Chicago, number one, WNBA points per game, 87 points per game. Number two, Connecticut Sun, 86.0 points per game. So I do think that this is a closer game, but I just think that whether it's free throws or whether it's a turnover towards the end of the game, Chicago just finds a way to have the Connecticut Sun number, and I don't expect this to be any different. I'll take them to complete the sweep. I know it's hard to do, but all of these games, the Sun have been in it and blown it to the Sky. Mm. I don't think it's been a single game where the Sky just completely dominated them. And maybe if you want to bet Sun, you look for something early, maybe a first half play. But the Sky always find a way to rally and beat this team, or the Sun find a way to blow the game. Either way, I trust the Sky or the Sun to blow it. So, yeah, give me Sky -3 and over. That's what we're both on. Going over to the next game of the slate, we have Las Vegas Aces traveling to play the Seattle Storm. This is going to be a good one. -1.5 for the Seattle Storm. Opened up at 1. There's probably still some ones out there. 167.5 on the total.
I see a 1.5.
You said what?
I see a 1.5 out there.
Yeah. Yeah, one. So -1.5 is out there. 1 is out there. It's ticked up. It opened at 1 everywhere. You're going to get some 1.5s now. For the injury report, nothing to report for the Las Vegas Aces and for the Seattle Storm. You have Stephanie Talbot, who is probable for this game. So she looks like she should go with that ankle injury. All right. This is another good one. We have four of the top teams in WNBA playing each other. Four of the five top teams, I should say, playing each other. I mean, we're getting Las Vegas as another dog here. And the last time we got him as a dog, we cashed. And so is this any different? Are we just going to take the Aces here in this spot? They're starting to play a little bit better basketball. What are you doing?
I'm taking Seattle. I wanted to make a case for Vegas because anytime you can get them as a dog, it's something that's not too common. However, I've really not liked how Vegas has played for the last couple of weeks. And if you want to look at their recent form, they lost to the Dream at home by 16, got run out of the building. Then they won 4 in a row. And you think, all right, 4 straight games. They played the Fever in 3 of those 4 games. And then they beat the Sparks, who have punted on the season. So we'll toss those out because they're against teams that either don't want to be there or teams that are historically bad. Then they played the Mystics on the road, lost by 10, and then lost on the road to Dallas without Agumbawale, which is really just a bad loss. But I don't like what I've seen from Vegas, and Seattle's a team at home especially that's been very good, 13-4 at home. You look at the regular season meetings so far, the home team has won each of the first two by double digits. Now, Seattle's been alternating between wins and losses, but they've been very good at home, and Vegas has not looked great except when they play the Fever over the last couple of weeks, and that's not good enough for me. I'm going to take Seattle.
I think I'm going to go the opposite way. I think I like Vegas here, and I think that this is, one, an opportunity for Vegas and company and Becky Hammond and company to sit here and say that, hey, we are still one of the best teams in the league, and we can go out here, we can go toe-to-toe with the Seattle Storm, with a Chicago Sky, and we can come out and get wins, especially on the road, and alluding to what they did, even though it didn't have Candace Parker in it, a very dominant win that they got against Chicago Sky in the Commissioner's Cup game.
I'm going
based on the offense. It's the offense for me, it's the offense for the Seattle Storm. And I've seen too many times that this Storm offense can be stagnant for too long. Or if Breonna Stewart is not going in that moment, if she comes off the floor, that offense kind of slows down and kind of stops putting the ball in the basket a little bit too much. And I think that that's recipe for disaster when you're playing this Las Vegas Aces team, where even if they bring in the second unit, they still have a lot of people that can score the basketball. And so they've been playing a little bit better defense of recently. I think they're a top three defense through the past 5 games, but number 2 in points per game over the past 5 games, but that is a testament to the teams that they've been playing. I think that this is a game where they sit here and they say, we're going on the road. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of doing this. We know we're one of the better teams in the league, and we got to come out here and win games like this. I'm taking the Las Vegas Aces. I know we haven't seen them with better competition as of late. Again, that Sky team, even without Campus Parker, is really, really good. So being able to blow them out, that just sits a lot different with me. But I like this. I like this Vegas team. I think that they're locking in a little bit more on the defensive end coming into the end of the season. I trust Becky Hammond and company to go out here and get it done against a Storm team that I just have questions about.
Yeah, it's fair. I just think that you talked about Vegas as a dog. I think it's warranted because Seattle's been better lately. They're very good at home. And the Aces were really fortunate to have 4 cupcake opponents in a row. Basically 2 cupcake opponents in a row because they played Indiana literally 3 times in the span of a week and a half. But I've just seen them over the past week and they're losing to good teams. So Becky M has got her work cut out for her because right now, based on current form, I am not even sure this team would make the WNBA finals, which sounds crazy because we've been praising them on paper all year long. It just seems like there's something missing. It just like this team lacks a certain level of mental toughness because the talent is there. They check all the boxes. But doesn't it just seem like when the going gets tough for the Aces, they kind of freeze? Because I've seen that recently.
Yeah, I don't think that it helps them that, you know, this is a tough stretch. This is a tough stretch. And in their defense, they were just a right hand of Asia Wilson away from at least very much, you know, trying to come out of Dallas with the win. So.
Yeah, but is Dallas a good team? They're 500.
No, and yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably shouldn't have been in that situation. That's why I see your point of it. But I think that this is the spot where they say, all right, we've had a tough road trip thus far. Let's go ahead and end it on a high note and let's, you know, come out here with the win because they've been on the road for a while and they're about to come back home and play the Dream back home later this week. And so I think they end it with a high note and go ahead and knock off the Storm at home. On paper, I think they're a better team. And at some point with four games left for the season before you get into playoffs, you got to start playing with it. And as I look at this stretch of Storm, Dream, Sky, Storm, I think that this last stretch of the season is when they turn it on.
And I just think it's a little trappy. So I think Vegas is kind of the obvious public play here. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Okay. And I'm on the under. I think that Vegas is locked in defensively and getting a little bit better defensively. They didn't give up, you know, 82, 83. That's not the best, but it's not the worst against the Wings and the Mystics. I think that Vegas can keep the defensive stretch going.
I'm going to go with the under as well. You're looking at the two meetings. Second meeting landed 166. First meeting landed 159. This total is at 167, so I'm a little bit confused why it is that high. But if you want to also look at the pace numbers, we know that Vegas is number one. Seattle ranks ninth. So Seattle tends to try to slow the game down. And I do think as a result, you will see less possessions for these teams, especially late in the game, if it's competitive, which I think it should be. So I'm going to go with the under. I think it probably gets somewhere in the low 160s.
All right. Moving on to the next one, we have the Los Angeles Sparks going to play the Washington Mystics on the road. Mystics laying 10, 159.5 is the total injury report here for both of these teams. Nothing to report for the Washington Mystics. Expect a full staff from them. And for the Los Angeles Sparks, we have the Chinne Ogumike is questionable with the face injury. And
I mean, the whole team is on the injury report.
Christian Tolliver is out.
I was going to say the whole team's not technically on the physical injury report, but mentally they might be in another place because they checked out of the season, what, 2 weeks ago?
I mean, they've been checking in the first half and then checking out the second half of all of these games they've been playing. These second halves have been absolutely brutal.
They're an abysmal second half team, and they've been making some games competitive recently against the Liberty. I mean, they blew a 20-point lead in that game, and then they played against the Dream. And they ended up losing that one by two. The Dream, we know, are missing some pieces, but, you know, Atlanta at home, they ended up battling and the Sparks lost. But, I mean, do you want to take the Sparks here? Because
no. This team's... I've actually seen this line. I've seen somebody bet this line at 8.5. Like, as soon as it opened, it was at 8.5, and it's already up 10. And
yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
We are a night before, and it doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, the Sparks might be missing their best player. You mentioned the face injuries. That's definitely an auto bet for somebody who either has intel or assumes, in addition to the Sparks quitting on the season, their best player maybe might not be playing.
No, it's just Chinne.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Still, point is, either way, it's still
It's another body and definitely one of their big women down low.
It's a valuable piece either way.
Yeah, so. There was nothing that was ever. They could have had a full staff, and I still was going to fade the Sparks here. It's just I can't do it, especially knowing what they do in the second half. If this game is anywhere close, and I don't expect the Mystics to come out here and just get absolutely ran through the first half.
No.
If this game is anywhere close in the first half, the LA is going to absolutely just let the Mystics do whatever they want in the second half. I think they're just ready to get on home and pack it and call it a season. Do WNBA players hit Cabo? I think they hit Cabo. I think they're ready to go hit Cabo. So minus 10, Washington Mystics. This is not a question for me. Same auto bet with the second quarter under in this game, and I'm still betting an under on the spread, but I don't have much. It's just minus 10 for the Mystics.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to lean to the over in this one. The first two meetings each had at least 166 points, and we talked about how the Sparks are an awful defensive team in the past. Now, the Mystics are elite defensively, but the Sparks can't guard the three-point line, and they don't seem to even try to at decent portions of this game. In the last meeting, Washington scored 94 points, and that was in mid-July. I think Washington could push 90 here. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me, so I can't take an under. I saw the Sparks team give up 100-plus points to the Liberty. Like, I think I have to lean to the over, or at least Washington team total over, because the Sparks can't get any stops.
No, yeah, I get it. And this line is definitely indicative of Washington being such a great under team. I'm going to just keep it going. And if I miss an over, if an over comes through Washington, well, I just had like five of the last six unders or whatever it was for them. So
I see a team total of like 84.5, and I just think that's too low for Washington.
Mm-hmm. All right. On to the next game of the slate. Last game of the slate, we have the Atlanta Dream traveling to play the Minnesota Lynx. -2.5 for the Lynx. 161.5 on the total. Already ticked down a bit from 162.5 to 161.5. Going to see what they have for an injury report here. Ariel Powers is probable for the Lynx with a knee injury. And for the Atlanta Dream, I mean, they've just basically ruled everybody out for the season. Tiffany Hayes, Nia Coffey, Asia Durr, Christy Wallace, and Mo Billings all out for the rest of the season. I mean, I think Atlanta's packed it in. They're done. I think Atlanta's done. And they were fortunate to have Indiana still on the season. Still on their schedule for the rest of the season. And they still almost found some way to blow that game.
They were up 28 at halftime.
I have no
idea. Why were they almost in danger of not covering that game? What happened?
I have no idea, but there was a lot of people who were sweating. And it was a lot of people that pushed. It was a lot of people that pushed that game. There's some people that caught an early line move and, you know, they won. But there was a lot of people that pushed that game after being up 28. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's just too many injuries. And while I think that Ryan Howard is really, really good, and more than likely, like, there has to be some act of God of how she's not the rookie of the year, it's not enough. It's ultimately not enough. Ariel Powers is playing in this game, so I'm not worried about that. If she's a late scratch or anything like that, then maybe my mind shifts a little bit because of how good she is. Other than that, yeah, you're not talking me off of Minnesota in this spot. Minnesota -2.5.
So I would pick Atlanta if they were fully healthy, but the entire team's basically dead, and they struggled against a Sparks team that both of us don't like for good reason. And they
About that game.
I was going to say they really barely beat the Sparks.
I might lock up Minnesota.
I mean, it was rough, but you know what? I need a dog somewhere. I don't like Minnesota. Right. They have not been good at
home. You're crazy.
No. Hear me out here. I'm not going to take the full game.
Okay.
I'm going to take the first half. The Dream have actually been okay.
Just less crazy.
In the first quarter, in the first half recently. It's an issue of focus in the second half. And whatever halftime adjustments they're making, they need to stop making. Because they're getting their ass kicked in the second half. But they have been okay in the first quarter and second quarter. And Minnesota, I know we're talking about Atlanta packing it in or being injured to hell and back. Is Minnesota still really pushing for it? I don't know, kind of technically on paper, but they haven't been good lately. I think you're having a battle between two teams that will probably miss the playoffs. So I'll go with Dream first half money line at like +105. Because offensively, especially in the first quarter of the last two games, I know it was against terrible teams, but they scored at least 34 points in the first quarter of each of the last two games. That is absolutely nuts. So I'll take the Dream first half. Your Lynx pick could still hit. I think the Lynx might blow them out after halftime. But the Dream have shown life early in games. That's good enough for me.
This whole bottom of, oh my God, I just don't know how Atlanta is the seventh seed right now with the injuries that they have. Yeah, and
it's really going to all come down to those two games against the Liberty, in my opinion.
I still think the Lynx are better than Atlanta right now. Yeah, give me. I don't think you're. I thought you were crazy. You're not as crazy anymore because you took the first half.
I'm not taking the full game. There's no chance I'm taking a full 40 minutes.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I think I might lock up Minnesota. Jesus Christ, this Atlanta team. Atlanta is just, bruh. They're
dead.
They almost lost to the Spartans. They were getting beat for most of that game, I think.
No, they got outscored by either 7 or 8 in the fourth quarter.
Oh my God.
They got outscored by 8 in the fourth quarter.
Oh yeah, they were up. Oh yeah, they were up early.
But the point is, they
in that second quarter,
it's two straight games that they've been up by a decent margin. The Indiana one, how do you give up stratosphere?
How do you lose a fourth quarter to the LA Sparks who give up in the second half 25-17?
Wasn't even losing the quarter. They got blown out in the quarter. I mean, you lose a 10-minute quarter by 8. I mean, I consider that a blowout.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think I found my lock. All right. Before we get into the lock and dog segment, IP Vanish, the official VPN of SGP. It helps you browse. Can I talk today? I just feel like this is multiple times I haven't been able to get a word out. Safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That's your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, location, all of that shielded from the wrong hands. And you can use it on unlimited devices like your computers, tablets, phones, even a Fire Stick. Look, I don't go anywhere without it. I've used it when I was deployed. I'm back home, and I'm still using it. An incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners. 30-day money-back guarantee. It's like getting 9 months for free. IPVANISH.com/SGP. Promo code SGP, and you claim your 70% off savings. IPVANISH.com/SGP. And then we have OddsTrader. What is OddsTrader? I'll tell you what OddsTrader is. OddsTrader is a place where you can compare odds from all the major sports books. And you can also sign up for different promotion codes from, they have all the sign-up codes, all the sign-up promotions from all the different sports books. And look, they have a whole bunch of cool features. Like they have handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scoring, and bet tracking. Player statistics, key game statistics, even the game day weather. So if you are a football head, if you are a baseball head, they give you the weather of the game. Do you know how important that is? People overlook that, but that's very, very important. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, number one site for all your game day bets. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire. All right, time for the lock and dog. For my lock,
No, you can do it.
I know. Makes sense. Yeah, Minnesota's got the worst record, but I think they're a better team right now. And if you're telling me Ariel Powers is probable, that's enough for me. Give me 2.5 with Minnesota. I'm gonna lock it up. I think Minnesota comes in there, absolutely kills Atlanta, especially in the second half. For my dog, I'm going with Vegas. I think Vegas has a chance where they can beat this Seattle team. I have questions about Seattle offensively. I've seen so many times that I've seen it in person. I've seen it in person before. Now they ended up getting a win, so that doesn't really help my case there. But I think that Vegas is the team that they can exploit it if Seattle goes into that stretch where they just kind of struggle with the basketball a little bit. So yeah, give me the Las Vegas Aces, and that's +105.
Cool.
All right, Scott, what is your lock and dog?
So for the lock, I'm going to go to the early game, the 1 p.m. game. I'm going to take Chicago, -2.5 against Connecticut. I recognize these teams are good. I still think they're on different tiers. I think that Chicago might be on a tier on its own at this point. I think that Vegas has fallen downwards. I think that Chicago has somehow risen, even though they were arguably the best team for the last month or so. But you're 3-0 in the head-to-head. You just beat this team on the road with no Candace Parker. And now you're back home where you're 13-3, and you're going for the all-time franchise record for wins. I think it's a great spot for Chicago. I'm going to take the Sky. This game might be close for a couple quarters, but I think eventually Connecticut falls a little bit down the stretch, which we've seen in the past in these head-to-head meetings. But so far, Chicago won by 3 with no Candace on the road in overtime, won by 8 at home, and won by 4 on the road. So 2 games in Connecticut, and they still won. I got to go with the Sky. I think this line should be closer to 3.5 or 4. I'll take 2.5.
All right. And your dog?
My dog is tricky because I mentioned the dream, but like realistically, I kind of just threw it in there. I don't really like much for dogs, but I am going to go to a total in this one. I'm going to go with the over 159.5 in that Sparks Mystics game, which I found at even money. I know the Sparks offensively might struggle in this game, but defensively they're useless. And the Mystics, I think, could push 90 in this game. They scored 94 on the road in the last meeting. We just saw the Sparks give up a hundo plus to the Liberty. So I think there's a good chance that Washington could go nuclear here offensively. And I do think at the end of the day, the Sparks, even though they basically quit on the season, offensively they have weapons. Defensively, they don't care. And they give up a bunch of wide open three-pointers. I don't want to take an under when the first two meetings of the season have gotten into the 160s. I get its price solely on the Mystics' reputation, but I think it's a little bit too low. I'm going to take the over 159.5 at even money.
All right. And there you go for our Lock and Dog segment. Everybody, make sure you subscribe to the WNBA Gambling Podcast. If you're not already, if you're catching us on the other feed, make sure you go subscribe and leave us reviews. Leave us some reviews. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Hopefully, tell us what you like. I like 5-star reviews, so if you got some 5-star reviews for us, go ahead and drop that for us as well. Before we get up out of here, Scott, you got anything?
Not really. Looking forward to breaking down the rest of the WNBA season. Playoffs quietly around the corner, so stay tuned for that. Yep, should be fun
on the way.
Besides that, of course, still doing the tennis podcast, still doing the NBA podcast, which has taken a quick break. We'll be back at some point. And besides that, I know that there's a grand unveiling of a new podcast, which I might be a part of. I'm not sure if the official announcement's been made, but are you ready for some football? Because we might have you covered, so stay tuned for that.
Yes, sir.
Can't Has that officially been announced that? Or did I just spoil
it? Nah, I don't think it. Yeah, I think you. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure somebody's going to be. I'm sure. I don't know. I don't think it's been announced.
Let's just say we're not going to completely ignore the entire NFL season. Let's just put it that way.
And, you know, hey, you know, you might hear some familiar voices out there. So we'll see. We'll leave it at that. Other than that, I have no idea how I'm going to end this podcast, but I need to go watch P-Valley. So I'm going to end the podcast just like this. We are out of here.